It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. It's the Plan B After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter. Of course,
here we go.
Real quick, I'll get to that because I did see something that looks pretty good. But, of course, the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. You son of a bitch. Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They got Gilson. You covered, man. Gilson. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. Find them on Facebook. Not only are they bringing you the Plan B After Show podcast, they're also making sure your motorcycle is road ready. Take it to them, man. They're experts. They're going to get that two-wheel hog of yours running right. So don't miss out on any more riding time. Get to Gilson Cycle, all right?
It's stupid hot out there. It is stupid. You know what'll cool you off? Your bike.
Yeah.
You know, get that thing fixed. Take it over to Gilson. They'll hook you up.
Get that.
And then you get that wind in the face. Feels so good.
Get that tan leather biker babe right behind you. Cruise, man. On the road again. Anyway, you did the Joker voice there, which Heath Ledger, one of the best. I think.
You want to know how I got
incarnations of the Joker, like super. Have you seen the new one yet?
The one with
Joaquin Phoenix?
No,
dude, it is dark. It's really
good.
That's
what I hear.
Yeah,
I'm kind of waiting for like a dark, rainy, kind of a dark day to watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, it's dark. It's that origin story. But it's really good. I liked it, you know, and I'm not huge into the Batman universe, like the DC universe, whatever, when it comes to
X-Men. What's your favorite one?
As far as like superheroes?
No, favorite Batman movie out of all of them.
God damn it. You know, again, going back to my childhood, the one with Val Kilmer, I did not mind. I'm not a fan of the one with George Clooney. I thought that one was
It's got nipples. That's my favorite.
Nipples on there. I thought the one with Val Kilmer.
I want my Batman with nipples.
Just rock hard rubber nipples. That was really just George Clooney's nipples poking through the bat suit. It's crazy.
Turn the heat up in here, man. Batman's got nips.
The guy's just got some rock hard, just diamond cutters down there. The one with Val Kilmer's pretty good. I do enjoy the Christian Bale ones. The one where he, like the first one he did where it shows like him training and everything like that. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind the Ben Affleck one. I thought he did a good job. I hate that he got so much hate for it because I thought he did a good job portraying like a aging Batman, you know, like a middle-aged Batman. I thought it was good. A little salt and pepper on there. It was good.
So what, you like all of them? Is that what you're saying?
No, if I were to pick one, and people probably hate me for this, it's the Val Kilmer one. I think that's my favorite. I know, right? I know. Like, that's...
That's cringy. That's cringy.
Harvey, I'm Batman! It's like, God,
you either
got to
go. You either got to go with the old classic Keaton, the very first one, or the second Christian Bale one, which is the one with the Joker. Those are top two right there, man.
Here's the thing, though, is you got to remember, though, is that that also had Jim Carrey in it and Tommy Lee Jones. So you had Jim Carrey as the Riddler, who was just, I thought, fantastic. And then
that's the Val Kilmer one?
Yeah, that's the Val Kilmer one, Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Is that the one where did he have Robin in that one?
No, there was no Robin in that one. It was him... Or no, Robin was in that
Batman
one. Yeah,
and Robin.
No, Batman Forever was in there. And Chris O'Donnell did have Robin in there. Yep.
Okay. Then they had like Batman and Robin, right? So there are two Robin ones.
I think it started as Batman and Robin, and then it was Batman Forever.
And then what? George Clooney was first, right? Then Val Kilmer.
Christ, I'm trying to remember.
All right, here we go. Oh, Jesus.
Batman.
So many Batman movies.
I know. No, my favorite one is Adam West.
Adam West, dude. You know, the felt ears. God,
dude.
You know, that's what cracked me up about back in the day. It's just like people latched onto that. I mean, I guess they didn't know any different. We had a way cooler era of Batmans, I guess, but... You know, it looked like mom made you a Halloween outfit and she sent you out in the street to get some candy. That's basically what Adam West Batman looked like.
Dude, there's even older ones that are even worse, dude. Wilson was the first and youngest actor ever played adult Batman, and also and the least successful at 23, The Unknown Thespian, Don the Cape and Cowl in 15-part 1943 Columbia serial Batman. Dude, looking at the pictures of this thing, oh my God.
Is this the 1943 one?
Yeah.
Oh, these are comic. Is it?
Well, the one I'm looking at here. And then Robin looks like he's 12, like a 12-year-old Jewish kid. Oh my God. Dude, that's hilarious.
So it looks like they got Batman. Well, dude, it started in 1943.
Yeah.
Jesus. I didn't know Batman was that old.
So you had that.
So I'm going to start from 1989, Batman. Then the next one was
that was
Batman
Michael
Returns.
Keaton. So Michael Keaton was in 89.
Yep. Batman Returns, which is that's the one with Danny DeVito as Penguin. Batman Forever, 1995. That's the one that you like. That's Chris O'Donnell, Nicole Kidman.
Yep.
And is that Val Kilmer?
Yeah. So you had Keaton, who did two of them. And then
you had Batman. Then 97, Batman and Robin. That was Uma Thurman and Alicia Silverstone, with Schwarzenegger, Clooney, O'Donnell.
Yep.
Everybody chill.
Everybody chill.
Then it stopped for a while, dude. Then 97, they went on like a. Well, 2005, it was Batman Begins. That's the start of the Christian.
That's
Bale.
Christian Bale.
Christopher
yeah.
Nolan.
I'm Batman.
Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan.
I'm Batman.
Then The Dark Knight Rises was probably my favorite one. Dark Knight Rises with the old Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger.
Yep.
And then they had Batman versus Superman, and Dawn of Justice.
That's the one with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I really like that. It just Batman just being a badass, man, taking on Superman.
Then it went to Suicide Squad, which I don't know if you really consider that a Batman.
No, he appears in it, but again, that's Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
At Bruce Wayne.
And then let's see, Lego Batman movie, you're not counting that. Joker 2019 is the next one.
And I think that was also Ben Affleck.
And then listen to this. Here we go. 2021.
Yep.
The Batman is an upcoming American superhero film based on DC Comics character of the same name, produced by DC Films and distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures. This is developed as the 11th film in the DC Extended Universe.
Yep.
And reboot of the Batman film franchise. So the new there is a new Batman.
Yeah, and you know who's starring in it?
Is Keaton.
Nope.
Keaton's going to be in it. I read that story.
He's going to be Robert Pattinson.
Oh, is the Batman?
Is going to play Bruce Wayne. Yep. Pattinson will star in a more personal tale about Batman, according to Reeves. It's more of a view-driven noir Batman tale. It's sold very squarely on his shoulders. Let's see. Yeah, so Pattinson is going to be the new Batman.
They should put him back in the old felt uniform.
That'd be so great. That'd be so fantastic.
Drawn on eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, dude. Batman's not drawing his eyebrows on his head. Like, what are you guys thinking?
No muscle on him whatsoever. It's like, oh my God.
Dude, he was like hanging out with Babe Ruth, dude. He just got done.
Like you couldn't find anyone else in that day and age that had just like a little bit of muscle. And I'm not, look, I think it's great that Adam West was there to start it and got a lot of people to become fans of Batman. Like he's part of it. Like he's part of the lore. But it's like, Jesus Christ, there wasn't a muscle on that guy. Like, you know.
But not a lick of muscle, dude.
No.
No. Ellie Cracker's Batman. And then he had Robin. It was just a cheese ball. Ugh. Just a fucking cheese ball, man. You know? Following Batman around. And then the Batmobile, which is ungodly worth a lot of money today.
Yeah, the OG one, yeah.
There's one in town. There is one in town. A guy owns one.
Man. I think I've seen it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, when we went there that one time, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He showed it to us. That's awesome, man.
Pretty sick. Anyway, dude, the Batman sucked back in the day. Adam West, I didn't think Adam West knows. He's like, Jesus.
Yeah. Just awful. Just awful.
Hardly good enough for me TV. You know, you can find somebody with a little bit of lick of muscle, like Ferrigno. He played the Hawk, right?
I mean, not even. He doesn't even need to be that big. I mean, just someone who looks like they've done a fucking push-up. You know what I mean? Like, Adam West, I love you, but when you look at him, it's just, it's like, they just got, like, an actor. He was just an actor. They're like, all right, here you go. Yeah, this will be a convincing Batman. Wait a minute. He's fighting crime, right? Yeah. Do you think he should have some muscle? Nah, don't worry about it.
His Speedo's incorporated with the One Piece. You know, it's just kind of pulls up over his fupa.
Golden age of Hollywood, my ass. You know what?
Get out of here. Get out of here. They're like telling him, hey, Adam, can you suck in a little bit? You look like you had a couple steaks last night.
Oh, sorry, guys. I had a big lunch today, you know. He's sitting there drinking scotch and smoking a cigarette. All right, who am I fighting in this scene?
Hey, can we switch it to light beer, man? You're looking a little...
Batman's looking a little bloaty. Yeah. Anyway.
They should just make a Batman with just to let himself go. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
did it with Thor.
Belly.
They did it with Thor, and it was hilarious, you know?
Pop belly, dude. Tiny little legs.
Just look like a Robin. They got to switch names because he actually is Robin. Wait, you should be Batman. I should be Robin because I look like it. Anyway.
That's funny, man.
How the hell we got on that whole tirade, but whatever. It'll be good. I am looking forward to the new one, though. It'll be good.
And Batman. I hope he talks like that. I'm the new Batman.
I'm the new Batman. He's got a lisp. He's like, I'm Batman. I'm here to fight crime. It's going to be great, guys. What? Does Batman have a lisp now? This is weird. All right. Well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, dude. Let's wrap it up.
Good enough. Well, thanks, everybody, for hanging out as we ripped into Adam West. Poor guy's dead. Can't even defend himself. We're like, fuck you, Adam West. You suck. You're the worst Batman. I'm a tomato. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast. I hope there's no one there. There's some Batman fans that are just losing their minds. Like, how dare you? All right, we'll see you guys next time on the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.